you know, it'll go like stay like blank, and then it'll start ringing, and then it'll pick up. Really weird.
Singular Manufacturing, Bob speaking.
Hi, Bob. This is Nicole again.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi. Sorry about that. Hey. So, quick question. How much money were you looking for?
Well, what I'm trying to do is get as much cash out of my equipment that I have right now as I can.
Okay.
Okay. I'm hoping to be able to hire some people, but I need to get a comfort level where I actually have some cash available to make sure the payroll's there.
Sure.
I'm in manufacturing, so what happens is 60, 90 days is very common, and when things get tight, 120 and 150 even get to be out there.
Yeah.
So I need to make sure I get paid eventually. It just
right.
They just drag you out way out there, and I'm sure you're familiar with that in manufacturing.
Yeah, we see that a lot actually. So we're pretty familiar with that.
I have one. There's a potential customer I have about 12 miles from here. That it's Enerpac. I don't know if you ever heard of them. But it's a pretty big company for this area, and they outsource everything they make.
Okay.
They do all the assembly there, but they outsource all their parts, and they pay every 4 months.
Okay.
If you pay them, they just take it or leave it. They won't.
Yes.
And I understand now that they're taking 5 to 6 months.
Oh wow! Okay.
Their terms are 4 months, but they're dragging people out to 5 and 6.
Yeah, so you need that cushion.
I know it hurts like crazy, and I know most people say, hey, you can't deal with people like that, but industry is kind of making a nasty twist.
Yeah. So I know you want to get the most out of the equipment, but how much do you think you would actually need to hire people?
Well, I want to get what I can out of the equipment I have. And I'll decide how I'm going to put my plan together at that point.
Okay.
I have ideas what I could, you know, if I put additional equipment in here and had enough money, like $300,000-$400,000, I could really make things rock and roll. But I don't see that being practical. Nobody's going to do that for me.
What does the business do yearly for gross revenue?
Right now, it's about this year is going to be about 90 to 100. Last year was only a little, but somewhere in the 80s.
Okay.
Last year was the worst year I've seen in 5. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've been at this year, but I've been working by myself now for the 1st of November. It'll be 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's getting real old working alone.
Yeah.
And I need to try to get my revenue up. There's only so much I can do by myself.
Right.
Okay. So I'm seeing that is about my limit. Right.
Okay.
Around 100 grand a year is about the most I can do on my own. A couple of years, in 13, I did $130,000 gross. But I outsourced about 25,000 of that. Okay.
And the CNC machines.
So I'm limited here. I'm limited to right around 100, maybe 110, working by myself.
Okay.
If I get somebody else in here and really, really utilize my equipment, I'm quite certain if I could get one person in here, I could double my revenue.
Okay. How many CNCs do you have?
Two right now.
Two. And what is the market value of the two combined?
Market value? Who knows? Who knows? But the one machine I have, the OKK Machining Center, is being financed through Direct Capital right now.
So you don't own it free and clear?
I don't own that one free and clear. I do own the Haas VM3 is owned free and clear.
You own one of them free and clear. And right. When did you purchase that one?
That was 5 years old.
5 years old. And that, what did you purchase that one for?
Total price on that was $109,367.
Okay. And you don't know what the market value would be now? Do you think it'd be
whatever the market
half or okay. Any other equipment? Large pieces of equipment.
I don't have any real large equipment. I have a bunch of equipment that I've purchased. I've got about three if you add up everything I've purchased over the last 6 years, it adds up to just over $300,000 worth of stuff.
Okay.
And right now, the loan with Direct Capital is at about 97.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So and I guess it would be a case of I have everything in a PDF document here right now that I could just reply to Nico's email and send it to you. And you could look at it.
Yeah, so
see
this
what,
is...
What kind of you could see what kind of value you'd put on it.
This is the route we can go. Either we have an unsecured capital program where we can lend 10 to 15% to your yearly gross revenue. You wouldn't even need to look at your equipment. So you'll get, you know, 10 to 15,000 right off the bat. You can renew it in a few months if you want and get additional cash. So maybe start with that, hire someone, see the revenue come in, maybe, you know, a few months down the road, get additional capital. And as your revenues go up, the loan amounts go up as well. So that's one option. The second option is if we use your equipment, we own free and clear, and there has to be at least two pieces. And we have to take a look at them, make sure they're, you know, have good market value. And then we can usually lend about 50% of that market value. Okay. So that's the secured version of that. So we can go two different routes. If you want, we can send you, it would just be in an equipment list where you can list the items that you have that you own free and clear, what it is, what you purchased it for, what you think the market value may be. We'll take a look at that and let you know if we think that's a good option. And then, of course, you have the other option as well.
Okay. Well, why don't I do this here? Well, you can send that to me if you'd like.
Okay.
I'm gonna send this PDF with the list of everything I have here. I'm just gonna reply to Nico's email.
That's perfect.
Send the PDF with a list of everything.
Okay, perfect.
And everything I have has a purchase price and acquired date, what have you. And then you guys look at that and see what you think we could possibly do from there.
Okay, that sounds good. And you would actually, if you wanted to do both programs, you could. If you wanted to get more capital, so.
Okay, well, let's see where things are at here. See what your comfort level is with it. And,
sure.
We'll see what happens.
All right, perfect. I'll let him know that's coming over.
I'll be sending it to you in just a few minutes.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.